The Cleveland Cavaliers are waiting to see who they'll face in the Eastern Conference Finals. But believe it or not, it's more than just fans in Cleveland. Even Northeast Ohio, who are eager to see the team get back on the court. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins us now. Terry, you're not claiming that the Cavs are necessarily America's team, but they're bigger than Northeast Ohio.
It just shows you how dumb I could be. I've spent 40 years in this market writing. I never really realized that there's a difference between the Cavs and the Browns and the Indians, not just sports, but their standing in the area. One is a regional team and the other two are not.
So what gives?
For example, the Indians. You go to the east, you're running the Pittsburgh Pirates. You go south, you're running the Cincinnati Reds. You go north, you're running the Detroit Tigers. Their radius is maybe 150 miles or so before they start seriously bumping into other teams. The Browns, much the same thing. You know, they got the Bengals in Cincinnati, the Steelers in Pittsburgh. In fact, you go to Northwest New York, there's Buffalo, and you got the Lions up in Detroit. The Cavaliers, Detroit's the closest NBA team. Then who?
Chicago? I guess you have to set the Wayback Machine to
really
get
do.
Any competition. You got to go back to the Cincinnati Royals. You have to go back to the ABA, the Pittsburgh Condors,
gone.
Kentucky Colonels. I mean, yeah. There's really
the
nobody
Buffalo
else.
Braves were in the NBA, and they're gone. So what this has done is given the Cavaliers a much wider fan base. On any given regular season game, this is according to Len Komorowski, their CEO, it's about 60% of the fans from outside of Cuyahoga County. Playoffs, it's almost 70%. And they have fans in Western Pennsylvania, Western New York, coming up from Cincinnati, even in Kentucky, because they are the only show around if you like NBA basketball.
Is this unique in sports? I mean, I think back to, I think it was the 80s when the Dallas Cowboys called themselves America's mm-hmm. team. And even these days, you look at the New England Patriots, well, they're more than Massachusetts.
Right, they are. And, I mean, the Browns have a really strong national following, too. So that is not the thing that was struck me. It was just I never thought about the Cavaliers that way. I understand in basketball you get the player as the franchise. There's three franchises in the area. They're the Browns, they're the Indians, and there's LeBron. Because, you know, LeBron brings this whole extra national microscope on your franchise. But if you look at the 4 years that LeBron was in Miami, this was a shocker to me. They averaged almost 17,000 a game. Their sellout is 21,562. Now, clearly they were not charging the same amount of money for tickets as they are with LeBron. But I remember going down to games and seeing that arena is like three-fourths full. For those 4 years, Andrew, they had the worst combined NBA record, period.
So is this a happy accident, or is there something actually more coordinated going on here? You mentioned the Cavs official, Lynn Komorowski.
Well, there's one thing that the Cavs have that they've sold very well, which is the owner, Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert, when LeBron was here, had payrolls top five in the NBA, sometimes top three. Wasn't afraid to pay the luxury tax for going over the salary cap. So the view was, you know, Dan Gilbert's not afraid to spend money. Len Komorowski and the people there who've been there a long time, they have a pretty good idea what goes with the area and so on. I mean, they work hard. They got the gigantic scoreboard. They got dancing girls. They got screaming. The scream team, you know, all this. I mean, I admit I'm too old for the whole thing. But it has a real appeal. And when you know this, when they open up the arena and they charge $5 and they give it to Cavs charities, and when the Cavs are, say, playing down in Atlanta and they're getting 9,000 to 10,000 people in the arena to watch it on the Jumbotron, and they got the, you know, they're throwing T-shirts, they're giving all kinds of stuff away. They've got a pretty good idea how to do this stuff. So that helps. But I do think that the fans believe Dan Gilbert will spend. And that has helped them during this time where people would have been, I think, angrier at the Cavaliers. And, of course, part of the reason LeBron James came back, Dan Gilbert sat in the same room with him across the kitchen table in this house in Miami, because Dan told me the story and LeBron's people verified it, looked him in the eye and said, LeBron, the first time you were here, we outspent the Miami Heat, and he had the stats to prove it. He goes, guess what? And we'll do it again when you come back. And he has. He has the highest NBA payroll this year, the second highest NBA payroll in league history.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Andrew.